on a Tuesday morning in Texas to fire up the hotline and
might as well truck.
To D.C. Do we have
it? And Mr. President, the radio is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Do we have you, sir?
Well, good morning, Texas. Good morning.
It's good morning, sir.
The Donald.
It is time for your weekly Trump date.
Trump date.
Trump date.
Yes, sir.
We love that lingo.
Texan in spirit.
Thanks. Yes, yep. Of course. As
there
always.
She is. There's our blue ribbon heavenly.
Thank you. Still basking.
That's what we call her, blue ribbon.
Really?
Heavenly. We love Heavenly. She's a winner. She's not like some losers that we know, don't we? Total losers.
Okay. Well,
although
thanks.
I do have to say, with a nickname like Lupe, we must keep you away from ice.
Oh.
Blue ribbon Heavenly.
Blue ribbon
Heavenly. Lupe. We love winners. Don't we? We love winners. We don't like total losers. Losers like that groundhog yesterday.
What
is this? I don't know.
Punks of Donnie Phil.
What is this? 6 more weeks of winter.
No way.
What he said.
Who listens to a groundhog? You know what I predict? I predict 6 more weeks of total winning.
Total winning.
And this morning I have signed legislation to officially deport. I have directed Kristi Noem to deport Punxsutawney Phil.
Whoa.
Out of the street to the country of our choosing.
I don't think you can do that. He's a native.
Wow.
Probably Trumpazuela.
Oh, is that
Trumpazuela?
That's where he's going.
And then we will be done with this groundhog.
Okay.
And we'll be done with winter.
That's how it works.
But she hates animals, so it should work out really well.
Hey.
Total loser. Punxsutawney Phil.
Okay. Settle down.
And we are very busy, of course. Very busy.
Yes.
For always. Your weekly Trump date.
Always.
Even if the government is somewhat shut down. Not totally
not
shut
totally.
Down, but just the front part of the store shut down.
Clearance is still open.
And I may keep it shut down for a little bit longer.
Really?
You don't want to reopen?
Why not?
Well, give all of our employees here at the government plenty of time to see the new documentary.
Oh, the Melania movie.
The Melania documentary. Of course, many have already seen it. No doubt everybody has seen it.
Go see it again. No doubt.
The greatest movie ever. Maybe the greatest story ever told.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. That is what they, even if they're saying it finished with 3rd at the box office this weekend.
That's what they said.
But we are looking into that. We are looking in for an official recount of the box office receipts. Trust me.
Let us know.
When I was at the movies this weekend watching the Jason Statham movie, I didn't see that many people in the theater. They must have been
at the Melania
movie.
Melania.
We'll take it.
And, of course, I heard you had a big concert announcement.
Oh, yeah. Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Did you see my very big, so huge announcement? So you don't have to watch that horrible Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes, did
because
see
we don't like this Bad Bunny, do we? We don't like him. He's a very bad bunny.
He's not a good bunny.
We like nice bunnies, don't we?
Sweet bunnies like Howie.
Is that it?
And if this bunny is not going to be nice, well, maybe he'll be Ice Bunny soon.
Hey now.
And we will send him back to his foreign country of Puerto Rico.
That's not a foreign country.
Instead, you'll be able to watch my halftime show. Do you see who I got? We love Bob.
You got Bob. Yeah, Kid Rock.
Bob with the Bob.
Bob with the Bob.
Diggy, diggy.
Diggy, diggy.
Thank right. you.
Kid Rock. Good bunny.
Good.
And then you can go right back to watching the very boring Super Bowl, which will be so horrible. The best parts, of course, of the Super Bowl is the commercials.
That's what they say.
Just like your show.
Okay, there he is.
Thank
right,
you, sir.
There you go. She's
our winner.
There it is.
Thank you, Texas. MAGA.
Morning Radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.